never-ending days. Days when the ceiling is so low I cannot stand, and a blunted knife presses into me. Melting in the airless heat, the walls close in on me, nudging me this way and that, from one to another, like nervous thunder. Thudding in my head, a heart is beating out the boredom, nudging me this way and that, from one to another, like nervous thunder. Till I fall to claustrophobic sleep, and the ever-watching walls lean over me. Lean over me. When I wake, I feel alone. There is nothing but a vast blank floor. And although the walls are watching, I can never reach them. No matter how far I walk, I can never reach them. No matter how far I walk, I can never reach them. I'm hypnotized by the rhythm of walking. I don't know and I don't really care. All I want is clarity, a degree at least of clarity. And gradually, in the bright yellowing light, there is detail. I have to hold myself back because I am afraid of losing it. I cannot reach this by striking out wildly in the dark. Slowly I'm aware of something in my hand. It is another hand. And there are buildings. High rise, tall, slender, monumental in the yellow light. I see the word Firestone and great movie star faces. Garage, barbershop, kiosk, multi-family dwellings, drugstore, sheet glass, casino, hotel, Bethlehem. And a wisp of my new love's thick brown hair brushes against my cheek. As the passing mouths of streets and arcades gulp in the new world rising. The new world rising. This is the new world rising.